Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school boys baseball action around the area last night, it was EHK Exira defeating Orient Maxburg 14-2. Shenandoah beat Creston 8-2. Glenwood over Red Oak 18-1. East Mills a 10-9 winner over Stanton. Essex South Page defeated Clarinda Academy 16-10. In girls softball last night, it was Creston over Shenandoah 12-0. Glenwood beat Red Oak 8-1. Stanton downing East Mills 10-0. And Mount Air in 8 innings, a 4-3 winner over Corning. Also, we do have some reschedules from last night's action. Atlantic at St. Albert boys baseball that was postponed last night has been rescheduled for tonight. JV will get things started at 5:30, followed by the varsity. Also, the Audubon versus Missouri Valley Western Iowa Conference boys baseball game last night was postponed until tonight. That'll get started at 7 o'clock. Walnut softball and baseball at CAM last night was postponed. They've rescheduled that for Friday, July the 1st. Earlier start times, though, the varsity baseball and softball games will start at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on that Friday. Also, the Walnut JV varsity softball at Essex has been rescheduled for Saturday, June 25th. JV will get things started at 5 o'clock. That's a makeup game. Another makeup has Walnut JV and varsity softball at East Green. This Friday, June 24th, varsity getting started at 5:30. And also the Walnut JV varsity baseball matchup at East Green has been rescheduled for tonight at 5:30. And that, too, is a makeup game rescheduled from earlier this year. In college baseball, Colby Holmes, John Taylor, and Matt Price combined on a five-hitter in defending national champion South Carolina, tied the record for consecutive NCAA tournament wins with a 7-1 victory over Virginia at the College World Series Tuesday night. Adrian Morales, Brady Thomas each had three hits for the Gamecocks, who won their 13th straight national tournament game. That matches the record held by Southern California and LSU. The Gamecocks are off until Friday, and they'd have to be beaten twice by either Virginia or California to not return to the best-of-three finals next week. Number one national seed Virginia plays California in a Thursday elimination game. South Carolina scored three unearned runs in the first inning against Will Roberts, and five of its 13 hits went for extra bases. Taylor got the win with one hit relief over a season-high 4 1/3 innings. Number nine batter Derek Campbell drove in two runs. Closer Matt Flemmer pitched scoreless ball after freshman Kyle Porter's solid start as California beat Texas A&M 7-3 Tuesday at the series. The Bears play Virginia on Thursday in an elimination game. The Aggies went two games and out, and they're 2-10 in five all-time College World Series appearances. The Bears were up 6-1 after scoring three runs in the fifth and three more in the sixth inning. Campbell, a .255 hitter who came in with five runs batted in 22 games, delivered RBI singles each inning. Porter allowed three runs in six innings, while Flemmer finished for his sixth save, giving up three singles and striking out five in that ball game as a win for California. Earlier yesterday, Florida's Steven Rodriguez pitched no-hit relief for 4 1/3 innings as the Gators finished a 3-1 win over Vanderbilt in the completion of a College World Series game that was suspended because of inclement weather. Rodriguez retired three batters before high winds and heavy rain disrupted the game in the bottom of the sixth inning Monday night. He struck out six of the 11 batters that he faced yesterday morning as he finished with seven strikeouts and walked one. Florida's Preston Tucker hit a three-run homer off Vandy's Grayson Garvin in the fourth inning, while Anthony Gomez had an RBI single in the fifth for the Commodores. Florida needs a win over Vanderbilt or North Carolina on Friday to reach the best of three finals in the tourney. In Major League Baseball action yesterday, just one National League game, Jimmy Rollins and Chase Utley each had a two-run single during Philadelphia's season-best 9-run eighth inning, lifting the Phillies to a 10-2 rout over the St. Louis Cardinals. Carlos Ruiz had four hits and one of two bases-loaded walks in the eighth inning for East-leading Philadelphia, who have won Roy Halladay's last seven starts, but they put it together a little too late for the right-hander to become the Major's first 10-game winner. Halladay allowed a run and four hits over six innings, matching his season low in his first official appearance in St. Louis, but on the mound where he started for the American League in the 2009 All-Star Game. In interleague play yesterday, Willie Mopeña hit his first Major League home run in nearly 3 years. Joe Saunders pitched seven strong innings, and the Arizona Diamondbacks beat the Kansas City Royals 7-2. Peña, just promoted from AAA Reno, where he topped the Pacific Coast League with 21 home runs, hit a towering shot to right center with two out in the fifth to tie the score at one. Peña's previous home run was June 24th of 2008, when he was with the Washington Nationals. Saunders, who started the season 0-5, picked up his fourth victory in six starts as he held the Royals to six hits and two runs over seven innings. Luke Hoschaver picked up the loss. He's 1-5 in his last eight starts. Hoschaver yielded five runs on eight hits as he struck out six and walked one over seven innings. Elsewhere in interleague action, it was Pittsburgh over Baltimore 9-3. Colorado beat Cleveland 4-3. Washington edged Seattle 6-5. Florida, a 5-2 winner over the Angels. Oakland beat the New York Mets 7-3. San Diego downing Boston 5-4. It was Atlanta 5-1 over Toronto. Texas needed 11 innings to beat Houston 5-4. Chicago White Sox over the Chicago Cubs 3-2. Milwaukee beat Tampa Bay 5-1. The Dodgers over Detroit 6-1. And the Twins beat the Giants by a final of 9-2. Yankees at Cincinnati was rained out yesterday. That's rescheduled as part of a doubleheader today. Well, the St. Louis Cardinals have recalled first baseman outfielder Mark Hamilton from AAA Memphis to take the roster spot of injured star Albert Pujols. Pujols is on the 15-day disabled list with a broken left forearm, and he's expected to miss up to 6 weeks. Pujols is the 14th DL move for the Cardinals this year. They made 13 moves all last year. Hamilton earlier hit 115 with one RBI and 26 at-bats with St. Louis. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was Omaha beating Nashville 7-0. Memphis knocked off the Iowa Cubs 13-3. Iowa hosts Memphis for two today at Principal Park, weather permitting. Those games getting underway at 5:05 tonight. Omaha is on the road at Nashville, and they're scheduled to play a doubleheader tonight as well, with Game 1 starting at 5:35 this evening. Ohio State University is dropping its review of car purchases by football players and family members following an Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles report that says dealerships made money on 24 of 25 sales. In a report issued Tuesday, the Ohio BMV says certificates of titles for 25 vehicle sales by Jack Maxton Chevrolet and Auto Direct to Ohio State players and their families accurately reflected the vehicle sales prices. Ohio State spokesman Jim Lynch says the university hasn't seen evidence that would lead it to believe student-athletes violated any policies when buying used cars. Iowa running back Marcus Coker arrived in Iowa City last summer as a 6-foot, 230-pound physical specimen, but he was still just 18 years old, and he'd only see the inside of the Hawkeyes' weight room on a recruiting trip. A broken collarbone at the start of fall camp further hindered his development, both on the field and in Iowa's highly respected conditioning program. None of that, though, seemed to matter by December, as Coker ripped apart Missouri's top-notch defense for 219 yards on 33 carries in leading the Hawkeyes to a win in the Insight Bowl. A starting job is now unquestionably Coker's, and he's hoping his first full off-season in the gym will help him blossom into one of the Big Ten's best running backs. NFL owners have finished 5 hours of discussions for a new collective bargaining agreement that would net the players just under 50% of total revenues. A person familiar with the negotiations tells the Associated Press that Tuesday the players' share would approach the 50% that the NFLPA has said that it received throughout the last decade. But the expense credits, about $1 billion last year, that the league takes off the top would disappear. The person spoke on the condition of anonymity because the negotiations are supposed to be confidential. Commissioner Roger Goodell and his negotiating committee will meet with the players in Boston today and tomorrow. Well, the National Hockey League ban on hits to the head is getting much clearer. The league's Board of Governors approved the change in language Tuesday to a rule that already made some head contact illegal. The ban, in existence for just over a year, will now apply to any hit that involves contact to the head and shots that can target an opponent's head and make it the principal point of contact. The original wording to Rule 48 applied only to hits that came from the lateral or blind side. Those words have been eliminated. This ban, effective immediately, is in effect for hits anywhere on the ice and from any direction. The board also gave the okay to changes to Rule 41, which deals with boarding. A penalty will now be given to a player who delivers a hit on a defenseless player that causes him to hit the boards violently or dangerously. Players must now try to avoid or limit contact against an opponent who is deemed to be in a defenseless position. And the already rain-plagued Wimbledon tournament has started on day three under the center court roof. While rain delayed play on all the other courts today, five-time champion Venus Williams and 40-year-old Japanese veteran Kimiko Date Crum were playing in the main stadium. The winner of the early match on center court will reach the third round, but there are still 17 first-round matches that have not finished or have begun at the All England Club. Later today, defending champion Rafael Nadal was to play Ryan Sweeting of the United States on center court. Three-time Wimbledon runner-up Andy Roddick was scheduled to play in the late match against Victor Hanescu of Romania. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.